Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding Pennsylvania get back to normal business operations at a time the state is seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. Trump's comments came during a campaign rally Tuesday in the western part of the crucial swing state for the November 3rd general election. Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden, a native of Pennsylvania, has also frequently campaigned in the state. Former President Barack Obama is to campaign for his former vice president in the Philadelphia section of the state on Wednesday at what's being called a drive-in rally. Polls taken in Pennsylvania this month show Biden leading Trump by just a few points and the race further narrowing. Soldiers opened fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos Tuesday. Reuters reports witness said at least two people were hit by gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, as also known as SARS, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent there. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The U.S.-Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The Defense Department makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. Thailand's cabinet has announced it will recall its parliament from recess to discuss ongoing pro-democracy demonstrations in that country. Lawmakers are expected to meet for non-voting session next Monday and Tuesday. Protesters are calling for Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's resignation and several other changes to Thailand's constitution. They're also calling for changes to the monarchy, a seemingly untouchable institution in Thailand, that is, where insulting royalty can result in criminal charges. The Thai government on Tuesday ordered the closing of Voice TV, one of four media outlets under investigation by the government for their coverage of protest movement. Paraguayan police said on Tuesday that they seized a record 2.3 tons of cocaine at a private port near Asuncion with a market value of around $500 million. They say the stash was hidden in a shipment of coal destined for Israel. Police arrested two people, one of them reportedly a former director of the state television station. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.